Thanks again for a good day program.
Bubbly.
Bubbly, enthusiastic about this Tuesday, as the Good Day program gets started with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Heather has really, I think I talked about this on the air before, she has bad migraine headaches, to the point where she throws, she's been to four or five different doctors, can't figure out what the problem is. I'm underscoring and pushing her to try a different approach, because it's really, imagine that how, I'm sure there are plenty of you who are listening, I hope there aren't plenty, but I know that there are folks who are so badly debilitated. That too. By these sorts of things, because they just, I know, I've been fortunate all my life not to have headaches. I've probably not had headaches. One, never have headaches.
Lucky.
She really had bad ones. And
mostly women get the migraines, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe I think it's because of us guys.
It's because of us guys.
Yeah, that's true. You can bug us.
Especially if you are the guy we're talking about. Yeah. So anyway, Roberta Fasinelli, I think, is back tomorrow as the Queen of Sheep. For those who are
taking bets on whether she returns or not,
we'll be back. Coming up in this hour, a discussion about illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses and our plans to help Egypt, amongst other things. First, though, hello to one of the newest members of our growing family of stations, KLCK, in Goldendale, Washington.
It's the lucky one.
Well, Goldendale? Or Clark?
No, KLCK.
The... What?
No, I'm just saying it's kind of like the word
K-Lock.
K-Lock. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
1400 on the AM dial. It's the talk of Clickitat County. Clickitat.
Oh, how cool.
K-L-I-C-K-I-T-A-T. Clickitat. Clickitat. Clicker. Cats.
Offering some cash.
So Shannon Milborn is the general manager. One of the things that's always cool about this, and I'm telling this is a story out of school, but it's kind of a neat one. I don't mean it to sound self-aggrandizing. This guy used to work on a radio station that carried his program, and he always liked the program and decided when he had his own station, ran his own station, he put us on, and so that's what he's done.
Oh,
so
cool.
We follow Red Eye Radio. We're on before Kevin Malcolm. And then Mike Huckabee's on the station, Geraldo and Lars Larson, John Batzler. I was listening to Batzler last night talk about, let me think now, who the two, he had on Larry Kudlow, and he had on one of the PBS ladies whose name I can never remember. I can see her, but I can't remember. Anyway, they were talking about the usual, what has to be delivered at the convention. But I always thought that Batzler...
Smart guy.
Has, yeah, he's the artist of things. He reminds me of David Brudner. He used to be a big broadcaster here in Boston. And to a point, Alan Combs, he presents things also on his radio program, even though it's from a different point of view. I think Batzler, from what I gather listening to him, is relatively nonpartisan, isn't he? He doesn't come across. He's kind of like Smirconish. Or has he got a right of center back?
Yeah, I mean, he's more right of center, but he kind of is issue-based.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. There are lots of other things that are going on the radio station. KLCK has the old-time radio shows on the weekends, which is the ones that I used to run. This, again, I don't mean to make this about me. Does it sound like I'm done making it about me?
No.
When I first came upon the old-time radio shows as an adult, I was running a radio station here in Boston, and it was the all-news radio station, WEI, we call it at the time. And the news wheel worked from 5 in the morning until 8 at night. After that, nobody cared. So our ratings went into the bucket. So I decided to do three things when I was program director. The first was to program old radio shows from 8 until 10. And then at 10 o'clock, there's sports news wheel, and then Larry King went on at midnight. But these old-time radio shows, people love.
Big thing for them.
And you know who the listeners are? Listeners, they're the listeners with kids from 12 to 17.
Do you know that before you come on in the morning,
where
at here on Radio America, that we have when radio was?
No.
Old-time radio show?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you even holding out on your G? Radio America is the original.
You haven't been tuning in, though.
Yeah.
You're sleeping.
I am trying to get caught up on that. At any rate, Radio America is the originating network for our broadcast. We're on four other different uplink facilities, and it's really nice to have folks like the management. And then the only thing that's going to make this work is if people like the radio program. So here's what we're going to do to bribe our first caller. The first person calling from KLCK in Goldendale, Washington. It's a swell prize. Tell us about you. Tell us about why you love where you are. What's the story with Goldendale, Washington? 800-510-8255. The publisher of the Goldendale Sentinel is Lou Marzellis. He has a weekly program. There's a lot of sports on the radio station. The Goldendale Timberwolves are there. There's play-by-play of things. It's just kind of a neat place. So those of you who want to know where Goldendale is, it's 100 miles east of Portland, 70 miles south of Yakima, Washington, 100 miles west of the Tri-Cities. Columbia River.
It's beautiful, too.
I love to drive along the Columbia River.
Yep.
It is awesome.
And one of the reasons that they like me, and management does, let's see if the audience does, is because it's a rural agricultural town. There's a lumber mill there, a lot of logging, ranching, farming, agriculture are the key industries there. And so for those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer, and in addition to being a broadcaster, I have a herd of about 300 Jersey dairy cattle, sell raw milk, ice cream, cheeses, and things, and the soil that we have on the farm. Been around cows all my life. It's part of my heritage, and I'm very proud of it. I love talking about the cows and talking about the farm, and some of the things that I communicate are the same things that a lot of you are going through, the battles with your neighbors in the town, and the things that they want to take away from you, but you're not going to let them. As far as it stops here, right now. And I would like to be up in this area for the Festival of Wheels, which gets underway over on Main Street on September 15th. That'll be nice. Golden State Park Observatory. Oh, Huey Lewis and the News are going to be appearing at the Maryhill Winery Amphitheater on the 15th of September.
I think you should send me, because you know I am a sommelier, so I could do a little wine investigation.
All right, a swell prize. If you're the first person from the area to call 800-510-8255 and tell me what a click-a-tat is. Tell us about you. Tell us about the area. But more importantly, I want to know what a click-a-tat is. I'm spelling it again. K-L-I-C-K-I-T-A-T. What is a click-a-tat? 800-510-TALK. All right, you can deliver on that, I'm sure. And again, thanks to the staff and management. We'll have a nice time there, as we do on the hundreds of other radio stations that carry us, plus live feeds all around the world at DougStefan.com. The program is downloadable when it's live. How many different sources? You got TuneIn Radio, you got iHeart, you find us on a station,
live
stream, live. How are we doing there, by the way? I haven't followed that.
Let's go and see. Talkstream Live is they list you based on popularity at that given moment. So we usually start out, somewhere in the middle of the pack and work our way up as the morning goes. So
you can do that. Well, I check out something brand new that I have just discovered, and I want to pass this information along to those of you who are my age, younger, older. If you drink a lot of coffee, if you've been a smoker in your life, or if you've done other things that have made your teeth look less than lovely, you have yellow stained teeth, in other words, you don't like it, nobody else likes it. But the problem is that the normal teeth whitening products aren't good. I don't like them. They make your teeth sensitive. Every time you bite into something cold, it's very unpleasant. So you'll be happy to know about a product called Power Swabs. Richie, Power Swabs, the only whitening system that uses a patented detergent that actually removes the stains from your teeth so they stay whiter longer. The best part is Power Swabs will go to work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays, that aftertaste. I'll try that stuff. Swab your teeth for a couple of minutes and your teeth will be whiter in five. And unlike the normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, crowns, because it's not the kind of product that is bad for you. It's not going to, it's not like putting a drill in your mouth. There's a risk-free supply awaiting you of Power Swabs. Dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. It's clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free at 800-865-7602.
Says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that could be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Taken with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And a healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
A lot of people doing their homework here. Rich and Jennifer and Doug on the Good Day program welcoming as we usually do. This is how a lot of news stations, new folks sort of get the hang of this program, which has been on the air for 24 years. We start the 25th year of the Good Day program next month. So it's for some an acquired taste because you jump into it and you can't always quite figure out what's going on. What's going on is we're having fun with the issues. That's basically what's going on with people who are good broadcasters, who have a great relationship one with the other, and with you, hopefully. So we'll start our relationship with the folks in Goldendale by welcoming Ray, who's in that area of the woods listening to KLCK. Ray, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Good to have you here. So what can you tell us about the meaning of Klickitat?
Well, all I really know about it is I know there's a Klickitat River.
A river?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's named for a group of people. I mean, but hold on just a second. It's interesting because we have people who want to participate from other parts of the country. James is down in Florida, Lake City. James is out of Ray.
Hey, Ray. Hi, James.
All right, so what do you know about the term Klickitat, James?
Well, I do a lot of reading history and such and whatnot, and I believe it's a Native American tribe.
Native American tribe. All right, let's vet that. Larry's listening in Indianapolis. Is James right, Larry?
Well, I know my brother's name is James. I'm Larry, and Klickitat was named by the Klickitat Indians.
All right, so Ray, what do you think of that?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm misinformed, but...
Well, I don't know. Well, the river is probably named for the Indians. It's an American Indian tribe known for being active and enterprising traders, serving as intermediaries between the coastal tribes and those living east of the Cascades. So, everybody gets a prize, right?
Everybody!
Everybody! Everybody's a winner on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Songs that were important to you during various years of your life. The number one songs, as I said, various years, we sampled a lot of different years, the 70s, the 80s,
the hits of the 70s, 80s, and today.
Good day. Actually, Brian Adams starts off number one song during 1985, the summer of 69.
Good old barcode rock.
Yeah. It's a good bar song, actually.
Yeah.
Right, next up on the list of number one from this week in 1971.
This is such a clever song.
Paul McCartney. You never got it?
Was never a big fan of this one.
Yeah.
Much as I love Wings.
It's the way it sounds.
It's very different,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's always so good. Guns N' Roses were number one with this song during this week in 1980.
Yes. I love you guys.
I love
you. I love you, Nick. Let me know about that.
All right, from this week in 1978, to the Taste of Honey, it's a studio group. This week in 1975, Glenn Campbell.
Back around.
Pop music. What memories does this song serve to bring into your
life? Glenn Campbell's mug shot.
I think of Dolly Parton.
That's
it. Okay. Boston Group, number one, this week in 1989. The New Kids on the Block. This is Marky in the bus, right?
It is not Marky, it is Donnie, his brother.
Okay.
The guy who blew up.
Okay.
Cool.
It's Rufus.
Tell me something good.
Number one is 1974.
This song always makes me think of this Cher workout video that I used to
make. Enrique Iglesias, number one. We can make it happen.
I don't know.
What does this mean? We don't
do much, Dad.
We dance. Yeah, we dance.
down. What was your life like in 1980, Jennifer?
It was very limited. I was playing the block since I was two.
All right. The Hollies go back to 1972. Number one song here in 1972, The Long Cool Woman and I. My dress, your teeth, crack yourself. But not for long, because I love the name of the next group. The group is called Bananarama. Everyone here in 1986, Bananarama. They all thought of the things about this song and the title.
Oh, man, I'm excited about this next one.
Marvin Gaye. Number one here in 1973.
That's really what this song makes you
want to hear. Let's get to the number one song between 1991. Boys to Men. Motown Philly.
Back then, yeah.
Now, you know what the significance of that is, right?
Motown Philly.
Right, the blend of the music from Motown and from Philadelphia, the sound of Philadelphia.
Yo, he's born in Jackson. He's from the back.
It was Boys to Men, ABC, and BBD, East Coast Family, by the way.
That's a great pop song from the Steve Miller Band.
There you go.
Number one during this week in 1982. So there you have it. Some of the most popular tunes in the history of your life. And some pretty good ones. Richie says, good week for pop music. I love this. This is just something that needs to be cranked up, Richie. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
29 after on a good day.
Says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take a TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet, no matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Shift Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula of hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States,
and the
freedom and liberty. P for personality, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is going to check the television news, including why Bob Barker wasn't invited to the 40th anniversary of The Price is Right. What an outrage!
I cannot imagine why they would even have such an event without him.
Well, that sure isn't very smart. Over there at CBS. Who's got a new star on Hollywood Walk of Fame? It is not the Kardashians.
It certainly isn't.
Dispatched them last week. Ryan Seacrest is getting replaced on a television program. And who's Kelly's new co-host? Yada, yada. So that's coming up in a moment. As I said, the Queen of Sheep not around today, back tomorrow, hopefully. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, you care about either of the political conventions. A, yes, I'd like to know what's going on before I head to the polls. B, not really, seems like a waste of time to me and a waste of money. C, not this year, we already knew who both candidates were going to be. D, nope, made up my mind months ago. E, I'm more interested in the debates. And F, I'll be glad when the whole thing is over.
Right.
We need to have a
There's on Facebook, there's a bunch of slides going around, these new kind of funny slides, like postcard type things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says, dear Facebook friend, remind me to friend you again on November 7th.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, I can't stand all the political
stuff. Yeah, basically, it's just...
All right, Jennifer, let's check.
You either get turned off or you even get sick of seeing your own party stuff. It's just weird. Mm. Yes.
The social media. Let's do social media first. Then I'm going to talk about what we're doing to help Egypt. I put help in sort of parentheses or italics or something. But first, let's do our social media. Social media.
Sure,
strategy we have for social media.
Strategery.
Yes,
we do have strategery all bound. Okay, right now we're actually following a story about food and the food you serve your family. What are you doing to make sure the food you serve your family is the best it can be? And
check
you're starting
out.
To chime in already.
Are they really? I want to just check out our video of the day. With the author of How Food is Making Us Sick and What We Can Do About It. What do we get for a little inkling of people's attitude here, Jen?
Marsha says, I get as much as I can organically. I buy from local farmers, cook it right, but I also make sure that the choice of grabbing some fruit and vegetables are always available constantly, which is a good idea. If you slice it up some carrots, maybe you're more likely to have them than, you know, potato chips or something like that. So smart, Marsha. Tim says that he pays his electricity bill to make sure that his refrigerator is working. Smart Alex all over the place.
Smart Alex.
Exactly. Also, we were following kids allowance. Do you give your kids allowance? And if you do, do you think that the room and board takes place for the chores that they do?
Ongoing conversation. Cool.
Yeah, Kathy says that chores need to be done because everyone needs to contribute to the household depending on the age. Some bigger jobs she'll pay the kids for as they need to be done. Melanie said, not room and board, but being part of the family is what they get, the reason they can do their chores. Tracy said, I tell my children that when they do their chores consistently without me having to tell them to do them, then they'll get some compensation and I will gladly chip in with their duties as well.
Right.
There you go.
All right, so that's that. But the food conversation is something we have continually. Matter of fact, if you're looking around, you're new to the website, DougStephan.com, and you look around, you'll see a box that is aimed at helping you with food. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has information, for example, in a blog post today on how you can avoid kidney stones by eating the right food. Check out that advice, that information at DougStephan.com. The United States of America, i.e. you and me, is going to trim $1 billion from Egypt's debt, i.e., did I use that twice? I did. That is, i.e., why that is, it est, because we're trying to help stimulate democracy. That's what we say. What we're really trying to do is outbuy the Chinese. The Chinese are trying to influence Egypt, and now we need to help them out. We have been giving the Egyptians $4 billion a year in foreign aid, the same as we give Israel, because they felt, well, it was after the 67 war, we decided we'd treat them both the same so we could get the war to stop. And so Egypt gets $4 billion a year, not this year. They're going to get $5 billion to help stimulate democracy. The agreement was signed the day before China signed a similar agreement. Not sure how much money is involved, but because there's so much political turmoil there, there's so much uncertainty about our relationship with them, why not give them an extra billion to help buy their friendship, right?
Sure, why not? We just hit the $16 trillion mark on debt.
Today. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah. What's the matter now?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. So, and then you hear from people who say, hey, wait a minute, the Muslim Brotherhood is in charge. So we're helping the Muslim Brotherhood.
Let's check out the alternatives.
Yes, Trish.
The alternatives are we don't do anything, and then at some point things get out of control, and we have to go in and help somebody.
Right.
Be it Egypt, be it one of their neighbors, whatever it is. So are we better off just shelling out the money now and keeping them in a place where it's a good thing, or should we just let the whole world go where they should go and
let it go? It's kind of like a filing bankruptcy. We save a company or not. 800-510-8255. What thinkest thou about us? China is basically just pushing a barrel full of money to try to buy influence.
Let's say that China does gain influence on them and they become a country that then starts pushing around their neighbors, and we have to go in and militarily support their neighbors. How much does that cost? So that's a better option. Pay a little now or pay a lot later.
For international relations.
Buy Egypt now.
Living social.
Right.
Yeah.
Buy one Egypt, you get another Egypt free.
800-510-8255. What do you think about an extra $1 billion going to help out the Egyptians, or is the money going to help out the Egyptians?
You know, my philosophy has always been, tell everybody that we give all this money to, that for 1 month, you're not going to get a check. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then our national debt is taken care of.
Well, one of the things that is also a part of what people think when you hear these numbers is what's going on in our country. We're giving $1 billion of money we have to borrow to buy into a friendship with these members of the Brotherhood, and who knows if they're all.
We give money to Iran.
Yeah, of course we do. We're stupid. We are dumb. We are the dumbest. It's just dumb.
We owe money to China. We give money to China.
Yep.
Yeah, just take it off the tab. So, what do you say to people who would remind us that there are 14 million children who go to bed hungry every night in this country? We give $1 billion.
Yep.
To the Chinese, to whomever, And we got 14 million people in America go to bed. What sense does any of this make? No matter who you are. And by the way, I'm doubting that you'll hear much about the $16 trillion budget deficit during the festivities this week down in Charlotte. Probably not going to hear too much about that. We're going to hear Bin Laden's dead, GM is alive. That's what we're going to hear. That's something that's legit, right? In a manner of speaking. So, speaking of legit, Jennifer Horne, she's really legit, and she brings us up to date. She's been gone for a while, so a lot of television stories, and that info is coming right up here on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%. APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, so Jennifer,
so Dougie,
after 59 guest co-hosts, 10-month search for a replacement for Reege. This is no secret. This is the worst kept secret for the last 2 weeks that there is in television. So I don't see what the big deal is with this guy.
Well, Kelly Ripa announced her new co-host yesterday.
And then he showed up,
live,
right? He just wandered in.
And he wandered out with her, yes. They just opened up the door and out they came. And it's former NFL star and Fox NFL Sunday broadcaster Michael Strahan, which obviously we heard about a couple of weeks ago. But, you know, you never know. They would have tried to pull a fast one on us. But it is him. He said this is like a lifelong dream for him. He's very happy to be there. And he had done a lot of guest appearances.
Wait a minute. A lifelong dream. How old is this guy?
I would say he is probably, what, 40, Rich?
Yeah, he might be 40.
How long has he played live football with Regis and Kathy and Kelly been on the air? How many years?
His whole life.
No.
Okay, let's not get up with
a ridiculous
grammatical
foolish statement. All right, go ahead.
How come you don't like him?
How come I don't like him? Because I like Reg.
Anybody but Reg.
Anybody but
Reg. Reg is gone. Get over it, dude.
Hack it.
That's the new campaign. Anybody but Reg. Or anybody. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So CBS is moving forward with Eddie Murphy's Beverly Hills Cop television project. All the networks were bidding on this one, but CBS was the lucky winner.
So is Eddie Murphy going to be the star of it?
He's going to be the star and the writer.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that
might be exciting,
huh? Yeah.
Now I think he's going to be a secondary character on the show because it's going to be about his son, but he's going to be the father, detective father, blah blah blah, bringing his son up through the ranks of, you know, whatever he does.
Huh?
Is that a good description? I don't even know what I was saying. The show is going to focus on his son. Eddie Murphy is going to play the kid's father.
Right.
Does that make sense? So he's reprising his role as his character in Beverly Hills Cop, but he's going to have a son, which is what the series is going to focus on, is their relationship together as he brings
them up. But the same kind of story, supposedly, as much as they can do during a television show.
Right. Does that make sense now?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, my mouth hasn't been working right lately. It's not
because you haven't done anything for a week.
week. It's about time you got.
No, I've been on here every day, just not with you.
Not with us. Who cares about the rest of that stuff?
Exactly. Jillian Michaels, she's tough. She's also a mom of two, and now, after a two-year hiatus, she's coming back to The Biggest Loser. She said she had to, and she was compelled, because the next season is going to highlight overweight teens.
Really?
And so she wants to make sure that she's helping these kids lose weight, which is kind of cool. She's going to be joining Bob Harper, and then the newest trainer, Jolvette Kinks, I think is how you say his name, who actually is a friend to our show indirectly because he's friends with Heather, producer slash co-host.
So what I want to know, now that we've spilled the beans about Jillian Michaels, mm-hmm. what former tennis star lasted only one season as a trainer on The Biggest Loser? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize.
Here's a clue. She and I used to be a thing.
No, yeah, in your dreams.
Exactly.
What former tennis star was only on for a season on The Biggest Loser? What's her name?
And it was the year that Jolvette was added to the show as well.
Yeah, she still wants me, though.
Okay,
right, speaking of someone who is no longer doing a job, Ryan Seacrest left E! News as an anchor, and so E! Was looking for a replacement. They had guest hosts. Well, now they've named former BET 106 and Park co-host Terrence Jenkins. He'll be joining E! And Juliana Rancic, and doesn't start until November 12th, which is kind of odd. He'll contribute to Personality Profiles, but he will not be doing the red carpet because Ryan is keeping that gig.
Ryan is the producer.
He just loves getting ashes spilled on his tuxedo. So.
Yeah, well, he does. He loves
it.
He's
got too much to do, and he got to weed out some of the things that he's doing, and this is one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also going to some American Idol and X Factor news. J-Lo just left American Idol, but now her ex-husband Mark Anthony has joined the X Factor. He's joining a group of celebrities that include your favorite guy, Justin Bieber, as celebrity mentors on the show, which is coming up. It premieres, the X Factor will premiere September 12th, and then you boys will mark this one on your calendar. The Victoria's Secret fashion show is set once again this year on CBS. It will air on Tuesday, December 4th, and it'll feature Miranda Kerr, all the angels, Adriana Lima, all those.
Let me guess, prime time, 8 o'clock, right?
Always. You got
it. The story at DougStefan.com today about why Bob Barker was not invited to the Price is Right's 40th birthday bash. Apparently, nobody asked him to come on down.
And he said they chose to ignore him, and he said, that's fine with me, but gosh, they showed him in clips, but they didn't ask him to come on the show? That's an outrage.
It just shows you that...
I mean, there is no Price is Right without him.
Right. The show stinks. Drew Carey's a nice guy, affable, but he's plastic.
If I were Drew Carey, I would say, listen, I'm not coming to this thing unless you invite Bob.
Yeah, unless you invite Bob, absolutely.
Yeah, anyway. So it's just, it's more nothing. This is more corporate thinking.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered. Good night, everybody.
The reason that he thinks that he was omitted is because he'd been critical of them for giving away prizes that he considered inappropriate, by the way.
Which were what?
I don't know. Something to do maybe with animals or something like that. Yeah. Not sure exactly.
All right. Who got the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday?
Oh, I don't know. Who did? I'm behind. Oh, and by the way, the animal prizes, he didn't like that they were giving away trips to SeaWorld.
Really?
Yeah, honestly.
He's not a fan of zoos and SeaWorld.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, good.
Yes.
She deserves it.
Ryan Seacrest showed up with Jimmy Kimmel to congratulate her on getting the 2,477th star on the Hollywood Walk
of Fame.
We're
going to run out of room.
Wow.
So she's, let's see here, 6270 Hollywood Boulevard. What's that around, Jennifer?
That Walk of Fame's going to be running by your house soon, Jennifer.
Yeah. I know, right. All the way in Sunland.
Yeah.
During her speech, what? Ellen deserves it. She's good.
She said, it's amazing. I spent my entire career trying to conduct myself in a certain way, making sure nobody walks all over me just to get to a point where people are going to walk all over me. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
A
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bottom to the top of the page, Warren Eckstein is the man who covers all things pet related. That's why I say the bottom of the page, the top of the page. Look at Warren Eckstein's picture at DougStephan.com. You can see by looking at that guy. You could use this new product I have, by the way. I have a new... Wait a minute, I just stuck my
nude foot. What?
I know.
I stuck my foot in my mouth. I was going to refer to the size of your smiling teeth. Because you have a big
Warren's got a big smile.
Yeah, yeah, a big smile. Yeah. Yeah. I was going to suggest that you could use power swabs, which is a new way to keep those teeth looking as white as they do. How's that? Is that a good recovery?
There you go. I like it.
That's better than the spray can of paint I've been using.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Rich.
Warren's Facebook page has a very interesting post on it.
Yes?
That I wanted to ask him about.
Please.
Apparently, there was a pit bull incident where police came upon a scene and had to shoot a pit bull, which is recovering. And Warren's post is, how many more dogs do we have to lose because police aren't trained properly? Mm-hmm. So, Warren, I wanted to ask you about the situation that they came upon with when they had to shoot the dog and how they are mistrained and what should be happening.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. For many, many years, I trained with the Nassau County Police Department, Upstate New York Police Department. These were all police departments that would bring me in to their new recruits to teach them how to deal with aggressive dogs, because they would confront them from time to time. And there was one, for example, it was a case where a Labrador Retriever was shot by a police officer. Turned out that it was a guide dog for a woman, and the dog had smiled. It wasn't growling at all. Very often, police officers are way too fast to react with their guns when it comes to animals, especially pit bulls, and they get such a bad rap. It was a schnauzer. The dog probably never would have been shot, but the fact that it was a pit bull. So I think police officers really need to learn, number one, how to read the body language of a dog, and number two, there are non-lethal ways to control the situation without shooting a dog. Like this dog you're talking about, Richie, was shot in the eye and lost his eye, and all this dog was actually trying to do was protect a man who was shot on the street.
More training, fewer police, better paid, all would limit this kind of foolishness from happening.
And I'm such a big fan of law enforcement. I really am. Having served as a peace officer for the League for Animal Protection in the state of New York, I'm a big fan of law enforcement as a rule. But I think there's an awful lot of education. And now, considering that over 60% of people that they're going to be exposed to have pets, they need a lot more training
in
dealing with them.
Let's take this opportunity to teach us a little something. If we were to walk upon a dog, I mean, you know, unfortunately, this is the way it is. When you come upon a pit bull, people are going to tense up.
Any big dog with a big head.
Well, I mean, the pit bulls have a reputation.
There are a lot of people.
Mastiffs are, oh my God, they're the friendliest dogs I've ever seen in my life.
They look tough.
So when we walk upon any dog, what should we look for that would alert us to this dog does not have friendly intentions?
Well, that's a great, great, interesting question. Recently, I just did a story on kids going back to school and what they should do if they're approached by a dog on the street that doesn't appear to be too friendly. The first thing, obviously, you want to do is stand perfectly still, but there are non-lethal ways. I'll give you a prime example. I've been working in the field of animal behavior for 30 years, yet when I take my dogs out for a walk in my neighborhood, I always have an air horn with me, always an air horn with me. If I see another dog approaching that's off a leash because some moron decided to let their dog run off leash, a blast of the air horn usually will do it. So I carry that with me, and I also carry a stick with me to deter another dog from coming after mine. Now, there are many things that police officers carry that are non-lethal, whether it be a pepper spray, whether it be an air horn. So that's what I recommend to people. I actually had these little air horns specifically made up for people to carry. Put them in your pocket when you're walking your dog, come across a coyote, a skunk, or whatever. There are other ways to handle it rather than shooting it.
Okay, so we see the dog. How do we know whether it's aggressive or not?
How do you know
what? What body language do we look for?
First of all, a dog that is aggressive will always appear larger than a dog that's non-aggressive. And if you actually measure the dog when they're acting aggressive, they puff themselves up, they put their tail over their back, their ears perk up. All is a sign of
vibration. Kind of like guys when we walk into a bar for happy hour.
Exactly right.
You can tell by the dog in the air with his mouth open and teeth right in your direction.
But he's got his teeth sunk into my calves.
No, see, some dogs smile. They're Dobermans, for example, are a smiling breed of dog. This Samoyed is a smiling breed of dog. You see their teeth. They might be laughing at a joke versus coming to attack you. So the whole body language, and that's what I taught the police officers, is body language. Look at the dog, and by looking at the dog, you can determine if he's aggressive.
Tell you, my wife's cousin's three Rottweilers that they live outside their house, protecting their house all day, were three of the friendliest dogs I've ever met in my life.
What you put in is what you get out, guys.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend on a lot of great radio stations here, helping us understand how to deal with your pets on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.